Hello and welcome to the Balanced Wealth Podcast. My name is Gavin DeStasi, and on today's episode, we're going to be talking about the amplification of bad news, and specifically how that pertains to financial news and the knock-on effect it has, which leads to bad financial and investing outcomes for the average investor. My wife has been on a tear lately talking about how crime has gotten so much worse these days, and how she doesn't feel as safe as she used to just walking down the street. Now, my instinctive response to this is that she should stop reading Nextdoor, and that things are not really any less safe in the Bay Area than they have been in the past. And I believe the statistics bear that out, but there's no question that many people I know share the same feelings as she does. And while our advancing age and just a broader awareness of the everyday perils of life that come along with it certainly play a role here, there's no doubt that in recent years, there's been a noticeable increase in people's awareness of bad news compared to previous eras. And this is certainly true when it comes to financial news. As you've likely heard us talk about before, with the advent of technology and the ever-growing presence of financial media, individuals are constantly bombarded with negative information about the economy, markets, and investments. The fact is that the digital age has transformed the way financial news is disseminated and consumed. With the proliferation of online platforms, financial news outlets, and social media, information regarding the economy and investments is readily accessible to a much wider audience. While this accessibility has its advantages, it also means that bad financial news is constantly highlighted and amplified, leading to an increased awareness among individuals, and as a result, the perception of economic instability and potential investment risks is heightened. Similar to mainstream media, financial news outlets tend to focus on sensational and negative stories. The pursuit of higher viewership and increased readership drives these outlets to prioritize alarming headlines and negative narratives, heightening fear and uncertainty among average investors. The constant bombardment of bad financial news creates a perception that the economy is in a perpetual state of crisis, leading individuals to make irrational decisions based on fear rather than sound financial principles. Adding to the negative impact bad financial news can have on average investors is the significant role our own human psychology can play. Confirmation bias, the tendency to seek information that confirms pre-existing beliefs, exacerbates the negative outcomes of exposure to bad news. Investors who already have concerns about the economy or their investments are more likely to seek out news that aligns with their fears, which only reinforces their negative outlook. Additionally, this bad financial news tends to evoke strong emotional responses such as fear, anxiety, and panic. Research has shown that it triggers our evolutionary fight or flight instincts, and that the resulting emotions can significantly influence decision-making processes, often leading to irrational choices. The constant exposure to negative financial news heightens these emotions, causing investors to make impulsive decisions, such as selling off investments at the wrong time or avoiding potentially profitable opportunities just out of fear. When investors are bombarded with negative news, there's a tendency to follow the crowd and make investment decisions based on the prevailing sentiment. This herd mentality can lead to market volatility as panic selling or irrational buying patterns emerge, creating an environment that's detrimental to the average investor. The result is that investors often suffer a loss of perspective and a failure to consider their long-term investment goals. Fixating on short-term fluctuations and negative events reinforces a short-term performance mindset and causes many to lose sight of the fundamental principles of investing and their best-laid plans. And since the media tends to highlight daily market fluctuations, economic downturns, and negative events, it creates this negative feedback loop where short-term performance becomes the primary concern, and investors become more inclined to make impulsive decisions based on the latest news rather than on a comprehensive analysis of their financial goals and their own risk tolerance. Just go on any financial news network on any given day, and you'll see a parade of so-called analysts doing their level best to make an argument about which way the market will go in the next few weeks or months. But the truth is, they just don't know. And the real bottom line is that it simply doesn't matter. Because for the overwhelming majority of investors out there, their investment time frame isn't the next few months. If it was, they wouldn't be in the market, or at least they shouldn't be in the market. No, for most of us, our investing time frame is the next 10, 20, 30, or even 40 years. So how do you turn down the amp on the bad news out there when it's all around you all the time? Well, it definitely takes some intestinal fortitude, to be sure. Beyond that, Create a financial plan and stay focused on the long-term goals you've set for yourself. Try to avoid the financial news networks and definitely stay off Nextdoor. And for the self-promotion portion of today's podcast, I'll say that my best advice is to find an advisor you trust who will stay calm throughout all market cycles and help you stay on track. Whatever you think will work for you, that's great. You just better make sure you find a way to tune out the noise, because it certainly looks like the amplification of bad financial news is here to stay. The opinions expressed in this program are for general informational purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or on any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. This program should not be construed as financial, legal, or estate planning advice. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Please remember, investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital, and seek advice from a licensed professional. Topel & DeStacy Wealth Management, LLC is a registered investment advisor. Advisory services are only offered to clients or prospective clients where Topel & DeStacy Wealth Management, LLC and its representatives are properly licensed or exempt from licensure. No advice may be rendered by Topel & DeStacy Wealth Management, LLC unless a client service agreement is in place.